pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
How you doing?
Hey, good job.
Good.
Please.
Here.
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 Present. So I'd like to remind everybody that we have 1 hour available for this meeting today, so we have to be somewhat efficient here. The purpose of the special meeting was, Rob, just for that single item to approve the annual report and direct staff to file it with the court. So with that, can you go ahead and give your report on that?
So, first, a description of what's occurred since the last meeting.
I think that works better. Whoa. So, since the time of our last meeting, really three things have been done. One is there's been some mainly stylistic edits to the report, clarifications. The key charts and figures remain the same, the key data points. But there's been some language clarifications in the main body of the report, and our thanks go out to Cleith Harris for getting that done on time. The other thing that's been done is we've incorporated a number of the committee's comments into Chapter 10, which was posted separately, and the content of it is still substantially the same, but one of the things that we did is we added as we described our metrics, we also added action steps. Not that we have significant additional action steps to identify, but we wanted to have that as a placeholder in Chapter 10. So as we reflect on a metric, we then reflect on any additional actions that may be necessary. The action we recommended was to continue our aggressive conservation measures and, of course, implement as soon as possible the Basin Management Plan programs. The other thing that we've done is we have added some clarifying comments on the status of the groundwater monitoring program, just so that we can pull out of the main body of the report where we sit on the various basin plan actions relative to groundwater monitoring. And we included a table just to focus in on each of the things listed in the basin plan, such as wellhead surveys, making sure our protocols were complete, and we just like to give the court a snapshot of where all the programs sit relative to the basin plans. So that table was added. And so once that chapter was cleaned up, we think it's a good template. I did want to remind everybody that there were three important points which I flashed up on the screen here to help guide us. Three things that are coming in the coming months that will be the further steps in adaptive management. The first is to look at contingency planning and actions related to those plans if we fail to hit our metrics, hit our goals, and we're going to be talking about that in the coming meetings. Then, as we heard last time, some timely input into the Los Osos Community Plan as that relates to development and to our metrics. And then consideration of additional protections or metrics for our upper aquifer. Of course, the basin plan focuses on nitrates in the upper aquifer, but we also, seeing some of the trends, want to talk about water level type metrics and protection from some of the contaminants like chrome 6 that we've seen crop up. So those three things are on our to-do list and aren't included in Chapter 10 because they will be discussed in subsequent meetings. The other thing that we did is we added an executive summary, which was a comment here, which actually proved to be, I think, a very helpful document for folks who don't have time to read the whole report. We do have at least one typographical error there that I was hoping Bill Garfinkel would catch, but I'm going to beat you to it. And that is when we looked at the metrics on, that would be table ES2. We transposed a number there on the basin yield metric. It's reported as 86. The actual metric is 89. So we flipped that 6 on its head, but 89 is the appropriate value. We did labor a bit over what to include in a short executive summary, but one thing that we noticed that is not here is some of the final recommendations that are in the Cleith's language include a recommendation to drill at least 2 new monitoring wells, and we thought that might be a good thing to add to the executive summary. We've received some feedback there. So with those 2 edits, we think that that summary will be ready to go. Now, given that this is, we're moving at a fairly good clip here, as all of you know, including some midnight oil over the last week. But so there are a few things that we need to do prior to publishing this report to the court that we'd like to suggest you could include with your approval today if you feel comfortable doing so. One is obviously we want this report to read as one document, so the executive summary in Chapter 10 need to be incorporated into the table of contents and the cover put on it. We'd like an opportunity to do that at the staff level. We'll share it amongst the various staffs before we post. Also, we did, I think, a good job providing in our reference section some web links as to where you could find the documents. But there are a number of places throughout the document where there are websites referenced or information sources referenced, and we thought it would be great to just go ahead and add web links into every place that we could find where it's just so folks have one document they can go to and they can branch out from there. So no substantive change there. And along the same vein, we had some terms of art in the document that we thought might be helpful to define, things like first water, what do we mean by urban area, what's a domestic water user, things we've been using for years here, but a first-time reader would be going, what do you mean urban area, what do you mean domestic water user, a private well owner, induction log, geophysical logging. So where we have terms of art, we'd like to either do a little glossary or some confirming language so the reader will have something to go back to. We'd like to add a little clarifying context into the Chrome 6 discussion. We hit you with that one relatively cold because it's not in the basin plan. So a few sentences on that clarify that we had a Chrome 6 event last year, and that's why we've included it in this annual report. And then a sentence or two about our change from a sloped seawater front to a vertical front. We just like to explain why we thought that was a good simplifying assumption. There are a few locations that are referenced by name with no map provided, the big one being the rain gauges. And we thought an appendix map of anything that's in there that's not been identified on a map would be a nice improvement. And then I'm sure there's some typos that we might want to fix throughout. But if we can have a little license to do that at staff level and share that with your various staffs before we post, we'd appreciate that. But all the core information, tables, charts, recommendations, we feel is ready for your approval today. The one thing I did want to mention is that there's some discussion as to whether we had the nitrate metric correct last time. And we went through and checked that carefully. For those of you who are trying to follow the well name and numbering scheme, it can be daunting at times. And we had one nitrate metric well that led to a bit of confusion. As it turns out, we did have it correct. And it is, as stated in the final report, it's the what we call the FARO monitoring well, FW17, has 2 different state well IDs, an old one and a new one. And there was some transpositions in the table that have all been corrected, but the nitrate metric remains as stated. Definitely a first-year effort that we're proud of. Every year, I think, we'll make some improvements and betterments, but we think it's a solid document, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, I just have one quick comment. Just thank you for the executive report. Very helpful to be able to go back and reference that. Understanding we're at the fast pace, I think Golden State did submit quite a few comments, and you know, the major ones that I had on my list to talk about today, you covered, and I just don't have that complete list, so hopefully we take a look at that and ensure all those are incorporated. But thank you for the terms and the glossary. I think that's helpful, too. And that's about all I have. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. It just happens to be in front of you today, Mr. Chair, if you... I do. It's... if you want to scoot it over, I can do it.
No one wants the box.
Sorry for the break in the action here.
I can use my iPhone in the meantime.
That's what I've been doing up till last meeting. So, I think that's it. So we'll go ahead and open it to public comment. Please step up.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, committee members. My name is Jeff Edwards. And I, too, would join Rob in supporting the document. Clearly, it's a lot of work. And my concern is that we don't go through the same amount of work every year after this. I've made mention numerous times that I would prefer to see pipes over paper, and I think we need to be cognizant of that at all times. To date, this committee has probably put together paper, if you stacked them, about a foot and a half, perhaps, and yet we don't have a pipe in the ground. I'd like to talk a little bit about the lower aquifer, which was mentioned. I think we've spent way too much time on the lower aquifer. We put in a wastewater project to deal with nitrates. I think we need to really focus on the lower aquifer and not the upper aquifer. I don't see any real threat to that aquifer in the foreseeable future. Septic discharges are virtually stopping, so I think to spend a lot of time on that is less productive. With regard to basin program plans, or programs, I should say, I think it'd be worth noting, and it's a little unclear to me, but programs E and U have already been accomplished for the most part. And they're already associated with a wastewater project, but that doesn't necessarily come through in reading this. So just a thought about that. And then with regard to expansion well number 2, it is, again, a basin infrastructure program C project, and it's scheduled for 2018 to 2019. And I think we need to accomplish that well, the installation of that well sooner. Golden State is constructing their well at Los Olivos now. That's going to qualify as well number 1 under the Program C projects. And I think, as I've mentioned in the past, I challenge this group to an 18-month time frame to get that next well in, which would put it into 2017, and I would reiterate that. To spill over into 2018-19, I think we can move much quicker than that. And I'll just close by making a few remarks about how we're going to pay for all this. I would submit to you that grants are not going to come to our rescue. I would submit to you that special taxes are ultimately not going to be the solution, that we need to raise this money locally on a pay-as-you-go basis, and we're not talking about a lot of money, $10 to $15 million. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Yeah, Chuck.
Chuck Cicinia speaking as a private resident of Los Osos. I watched the last Basin Management Committee meeting on television, and I was a little bit surprised about the nature of the conservation discussion And then I see the tables here in Chapter 10 relating to the County Water Conservation Program, and we didn't even hit half the targets in terms of retrofits for toilets, showerheads, aerators, all those things. The budget hasn't been spent. The quickest way to additional water supplies is conservation in this community, and there's money right now available. I just spent $1,800 repurposing my septic tank, and I dug all the ditches myself. It's not cheap, and people should be encouraged in every way to do that. I see that we're talking about considering rebates for repurposing septic tanks, but I think it could be accomplished under the coastal development permit now without an amendment. We heard that it was an immaterial amendment that added Monarch Grove subdivision to the wastewater project the other day. Immaterial amendment. I think an immaterial amendment would allow that conservation money to be spent outdoors. It would not take a big deal. I don't know what the delay is in terms of supporting that water conservation program. You mentioned that the staff notes from Daniel Robinson indicating that the $5 million had to be spent. This is from Mr. Gibson at LOCAC the other day. It was also dismissed as a comment from a low-level staffer, and I'm just wondering which, because Pat Visart also weighed in, and he's the enforcement officer for the Coastal Commission, so I'm wondering who above them has said we don't need to spend the $5 million. That's my question.
Thank you, Chuck. Richard? Sorry.
Richard Margetson. The table, or the chapter 10, there's a table in here, table 3, 10-3, and then 10-4. 10-3 talks about the water conservation program for the wastewater project, what the projections were, those type of things, and then where we are through May of 2016. Maybe next year there's a chart that should be added to this from that conservation plan. And that's the chart that shows what the expectation of the number of acre feet each one of these would save if they were fully implemented. It's in the conservation plan, like 1A, replacing toilets, how many acre feet they anticipated would be saved if all the toilets were replaced, 1B. I think that needs to be put in here because that gives some perspective to how many acre feet maximum could be saved. We're not anywhere near that. I also want to follow up on the last meeting about, where you're going to go with conservation and the Coastal Development Permit and Mr. Gibson's refusal to go to the Coastal Commission and ask for an amendment to have that $5 million used for other conservation purposes. I think Rob made it pretty clear through his presentation that there's an in to at least have that discussion. And I was pretty stunned that when it came back to the committee, you pretty much said, no, let's let that go and start our own robust water conservation plan. In the article in the New Times, even Mr. Waddell, maybe Mr. Gibson will dismiss him as a low-level staffer, but even Mr. Waddell said, there is a water issue in Los Osos, and there's a feeling that we should be doing everything we can. To see this money not being used, I think the feeling is that if we have budget available, let's use it. So let's see. Coastal Commission, low-level staffer, and a high-level staffer, and the project manager for the wastewater project have all said that money needs to be spent or should be utilized. So when are we going to have that? When are we going to push for the county to at least have that contact with the Coastal Commission and get an answer? It's not a 5-month, 10-month process. We're talking probably a month turnaround to get that answer. You're banking everything on that 218. If it doesn't pass, think of where you're going to be next year, at the end of next year.
Thank you, Richard. Any other public comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the board. Before we comment on that, I just had a couple of comments, and these are probably more grammatical corrections or technical corrections. But I think you raised the issue already, and it was on my list. We talk about the adaptive management. I really like the executive summary, don't get me wrong. But we talk about the adaptive management program and then, quote unquote, the urban water use efficiency program. And I'm just not sure that anybody's going to understand what we're talking about there. So I think the glossary may be a good idea, but I think in the executive summary, we sort of need to make it a little less technical, for lack of a better term. That's something that carries through, I think, in the whole executive summary. And I appreciate, again, it being there, but I just think we need to take it out of a little bit out of the technical level it's in. That's as a general comment. And then I'll get my one specific comment. I think also in that particular executive summary, when you talk about the adaptive management program too, I think you might want to expand a little bit on the conservation program discussion too, just because I think that one section just isn't clear. That's just my take on it.
We can do that.
Okay, Bruce, we'll start with you then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Or no, I think those are second.
Good. Well, no, those are fine comments, and I endorse them. The one question that I had raised with Mr. Miller was the having some mention of more monitoring wells to better define the seawater intrusion front, and that got there. I think that's good. Appreciate staff's mighty effort on all this and the edits. Further edits and clarifications and minor additions are fine with me. So I think we're ready to go here.
Bill?
I'm giving Mark time to go through and figure out what his comments were.
I have no question, but my comment is really that in the short period of time, that you got the ability to get that Chapter 10 and especially the executive overview was really, really good. I really appreciated that, and I thank whoever was the main author of that did a lot of work there. Is that you? But very good.
Good job.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah, I have no further comments. I think I made my comments earlier, so I'm good.
All right, so I think if I understand correctly where we're trying to go with this is to go ahead and authorize the submittal of this with minor edits based on the direction that you've heard from the committee as well as the comments that you made yourself. So
moved.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Director Garfinkel.
Yes. Oh,
Director Gibson.
Sure.
Director Zimmer.
Yes.
Chairperson Ohilski.
Yes. Before we go to the last item, which is public comment on items not on the agenda, I do have just a question. And we had rescheduled our July meeting, giving us the option of going up to Sacramento to discuss or comment on the basin boundary. And now we find out subsequent to that that there's no public comment allowed at that meeting. So... I don't know if we want to go back to our original date or keep it where it is, so I'm just asking that question.
Staff will be ready either way.
I suggest we go back to our original date.
Is that okay with everybody?
The original date?
That's up to, I mean, I'm just, yeah, if somebody wants, I mean, people may still want to go to Sacramento even though they're not allowed to public comment. That's why I'm bringing the question up right now.
And that would be the 20th, just to make sure. Is that right?
Correct.
Our
regular
date. So, yeah, I have a commitment.
Okay, well, then we'll just keep it at the rescheduled date of the 27th. Okay. With that, then, we'll go to public comment for items that are not on our agenda. Okay, seeing none, then we'll be adjourned till the 27th. Thank you.
Oh, wow.